Mesech the Sanhedrin, Daf Samach, the last line on Daf Nun Tassam Beis, in the Braisa that began at the bottom of Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph, the Braisa brought six different shitas regarding the Zayim Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, and the Tanakhama stated that the Zayim Mitzvahs Bnei Noach are din and Bechaz Hashem of a Dizor, Gidol Reish, Shvichas Domim, Gezel, Eva Menachai, and the second shita was a shita of Rav Chanina ben Gamliel that Afdam Menachai, and the third shita was a shita of Rav Chitka that stated Afal Asiris, and our Gemara doesn't discuss that shita, as in the Gemara and Daf Nun Zayinim and Aleph, the Gemara brought a makar as to how we see that Sirius was one of the mitzvahs of Bnei Noach, as the pasuk states, "Va'atem puravu shir tzuba aretz vuvu ba." And our Gemara continues with the fourth shita, which is the shita of Shimon. And as the Gemara begins, Rab Shimon imer afal kishuv, and the Gemara asks, "My time with Rab Shimon, that was the makar for Rab Shimon that kishuv is also one of the mitzvahs Bnei Noach." And as the pasuk states in Pasuk Mishpatim, and we continue on Aleph, and of course that pasuk is relevant to Bnei Yisrael, but uksiv, and right afterwards the pasuk states kol sheichiv in behima meisumas, based on the smichas. So the Gemara learns kol sheyeshu bechlal kol sheichiv in behima yeshna bechlal mechashefu lo yisachaya, and as the Gemara stated on Daf Nun Chesam and Aleph, that one of the yisurim for Bnei Noach is a rayas, and one of the rayas that the chayiv for is if they have a relationship with the behima chaya. And the Gemara brought that we learned this from the pasuk and Pashuk Bereishis that states v'hoilu basa echad, and we learn mishinasim basa echad yotzu behim v'chaya sheinasim basa echad. And since there's an issa for Ben Noach to be sheichiv in behima, therefore the issa mechashefa leisachaya also applies to a Ben Noach. And our Gemara now continues and it skips the next shita of the Braisa, which was the shita of Rabbi Yisi, that Rabbi Yisi stated kol amav b'pashas kishuv Ben Noach muzolav. And once again this was pasha to the Gemara that Rabbi Yisi states that since we just learned that a Ben Noach is muzo ala kishuv, and since in Pasha Shoftim the pasuk doesn't only speak about kishuv and it speaks about all other types of magic, and as the pasuk states leimotze b'chol mavet b'nei ubita be'ish kaisim kesamim ma'inu menachashu mechashiv v'choy v'chavar v'shoel oy v'yedoyni v'deri shalameisim kisei v'es Hashem kol eise ila v'v'glal ha'tei v'se ila Hashem al kecha ma'irish oysim p'necha. We see that this is the reason why all of the goyim were kicked out of Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, it must be that not only is kishuv included in the mitzvahs Bnei Noach, but everything that states in these psukim were also included in the mitzvahs Bnei Noach. And our Gemara continues with the sixth shita, as Rabbi Elazar stated afal klayim, that klayim is also one of the mitzvahs Bnei Noach. However, Rabbi Elazar himself explains that mutar Bnei Noach lubish klayim uzrei klayim. Now, although I said that a Bnei Noach has an azor on klayim, that does not include lubishas klayim or planted klayim, v'inasurin el barvos behemo uva kovas ilon, and the only surim that the Bnei Noach had was mating various animals together and grafting two different trees together, as then you're creating something that wasn't created by a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the Gemara is, minani mili, that was the makar that Bnei Noach have isav klayim, and Amma Shmuel, and Shmuel explains the Amma Kra, as the Pasuk and Pashas Achrimay states, as chokosei tishmayu behem tachali savir klayim, sod chali sizra klayim, uveg klayim shatnes loyal alecha. And Shmuel explains that the pasuk is teaching us chukim shechachtich lakvar, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is now telling Klal Yisrael that I'm giving you these yisurim which you already had these chukim previously, as Bnei Noach already also beklayim. Then the pasuk states behem techali savir klayim and sod chali sizra klayim. So we see that the dinim of klayim apply to Bnei Noach, and the Gemara is bothered that if this is the makar, then how could it be that Rabbi Elazar stated that kilei zroyim is not going to be also for Bnei Noach if this pasuk states sod chali sizra klayim? And therefore he explains that since the pasuk states behem techali savir klayim, and right afterwards it states v'sod chali sizra klayim ma behem techa bavo, and just like clearly the is in this pasuk b'degei behima is not referring to having two behemoths that are riding next to each other and are plowing a field next to each other, and this is specifically referring to two animals that are different minim that are being mated together, av sod chali bakava, and therefore when the pasuk tells us sod chali sizra klayim, it's specifically referring to grafting, and it's not referring to klay akarim or to kilei zroyim. And Shmuel continues that we also learn another limud, and even though this is not going to be relevant dafka to Bnei Noach, and it's relevant to dinim of Yisrael by klayim as well. And then Shmuel continues ma behemtcha bein ba'aretz bein b'chutzlaretz, and just like the issa of klayim by the behima is a mitzvah that's einu tluya b'chayvus ha'aretz, and it's actually a chayvus haguf, and therefore it's noyig bein ba'aretz bein b'chutzlaretz, afsotcha bein ba'aretz bein b'chutzlaretz. Chutzlarts, and therefore, even though grafting is really a chayva that seems to be tluya b'chayvus aretz, however, l'maisa we learn that this issa applies in Eretz Yisrael as well as in Chutzlarts. And let's see Rashi diba maschal lasu koisei tishmaru kashehizi Yisrael b'sinai behem tochalei sevia pasabu kuras koisei tishmaru mashalei pasuk came b'shar mekaymes shema mina hachi kamalu esu koisei shechakakti kfar lebnei neach tishmaru be'eluhem behem tochalei sevia klayim ava achirisha shav chamor lo yezartem. Rashi continues sod chalei sizra klayim v'zriya zu ein zriya mamish v'le nistavu bnei neach al kilei kerem as Rebbe Elazar himself stated el shalei lahaka v'ilan al she'inu minoi lei sizra dumi lei sevia ma behim abavo dava mesuyim al dava mesuyim. So the same applies b'negeda issa of sod chalei sizra klayim ayin diad rama who states ma behem tcha b'havo mechaba mim she'inu minoi kidei she'yetzim hem min shlishi, and then he states ma behem tcha b'im b'arz b'im chutz l'aretz av sod chalei b'im b'arz b'im chutz l'aretz b'haya kesha b'asra li itzuch lei hachal gabi b'nei neyach, as we explain el agra nozbei b'ayin diad dorshil haikra dorsh b'in nami kol ma'id isle l'midresh. And also ayin diad rama is bothered that l'chari in this pasuk it states that schu koisei tishmayru, and then the end of the pasuk states to beg a klaim shatnes lo yale alecha, and if so shatnes should be also to a ben noyach. And he explains that since the pasuk says eschu koisei tishmayru and the lashon chu koisei is a lashon rabim, therefore it means two chukim, and therefore only the first two dinim that it says in the pasuk is relevant to bnei noyach, but the words eschu koisei tishmayru is not referring to the third is in the pasuk ayin sham. The gemara now continues that if you're telling me the words eschu koisei tishmayru means chukim shechakakta l'chal kvar, so l'chari ele me'ata the pasuk in achri mori states u'shmatim eschu koisei v'smishpata asher yasa yisom ha'odim v'chay bem ani Hashem, so l'chari we should also learn chukim shechakakta l'chal kvar, and these should also be included in the mitzvahs of bnei noach. And ayin rashi ele me'ata u'shmatim eschu koisei d'chsib b'chol ha'ter kula hachu nami d'instavu bnei noach aleim, and the example we gave from Pashas Achrimais is only one of the examples, but the Gemara's question is really on any place in the Torah where the Torah uses Lashon of Shmatim Eschu Koisei, and the Gemara answers that is nafkamina as to what order the prosek brings down the word Chukah and the word Tishmaru, Hasam Shmatim Eschu Koisei the Hashta, as where the prosek says that you should guard my Chukim, so it means to say that you should guard my Chukim that I'm about to teach you and I'm about to tell you. And one of the Hachor B'negei Din of Klayim, the prosek states Eschu Koisei Tishmaru, Chukim Rimikar Tishmaru, and it's mashma that those same chukim that I already gave to you when you were Ben Noach, you should now keep when you are Yisrael. And I am Rashi who's bothered, v'afagab d'gabe shviyas v'yayvok siv nami es mishpotay tasu v'eschu koisei tishmiru dehiktim nami chukim l'mitzvah shmira hasam kimin d'reisha d'kor ksiv es mishpotay tasu. So in order to have symmetry between the beginning and the end of the pasuk, so orchil l'michta v'eschu koisei tishmiru ayin sham, and ayin taisis as to why taisis is not bothered with Rashi's question at all, ayin sham. And the Gemara now continues and quotes from the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Nun Hayom Beis that Omer Bishul Menkocha. The Mishnah continues on Daf Nun Vav Menalev B'chol Goyim Damnun Se'idim B'kinoi Yaku Yaisi Yaseisi and Nigmadin Loi Hogum B'kinoi El Meitzin Kalad Melchut Shalom Sagadol Shabedim Va'imaloi and Mor Masha Shemata Beferish Vu Oimer Va'Dionim Oin Namar Regleim V'Kurin V'Loi Ma'achin Va'Sheni Oimer Afani Kamayu V'Shlishi Oimer Afani Kamayu. Now Gemara begins Omer B'Acha B'Yakov Ein Chayiv Ashivurach Shem Ben Abba Isyeis, that the only way a person is chayiv to be mivurach Hashem is only if he curses the name that's Ben Abba Isyeis, meaning Yud Kei Vav Kei Lafuke Ben Shtei Isyeis Deloi, and this is coming to exclude that if he would curse the name of Hakadosh Baruch Hu that only has two letters, and for example Yud Kei, then he would not be chayiv Misa. And the Gemara asks Pshita Yakov Yaseis Yaseis Tanan, that on Mishnah's example we gave an example where the Edom say that Reuven cursed Hakadosh Baruch Hu by saying Yaki Yaisi Yaseisi, and therefore we see it was the Shem Ben Abba Isis. However, the Gemara states, Marut him and Milsa Ba'amahu Denaka Kamash Blon, that one may have had a Habmina, that in a Chenami he may be Chayiv, even if he cursed the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is only of two letters. And the reason why the Mishnah used an example of Yaisi is not to teach us that it had to be the Shem Ben Abba Isis, and it was just choosing any name, and it was Lav Dafka, Kamash Blon, and therefore Rav Acha Bar Yaakov teach us that the Mishnah is Dafka, and the only way that a person would be Chayiv Misa is if they curse the Shem Ben Abba Isis. And the Gemara continues Ikad Amri, and there's another version of this memory of Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. It's Omer Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Shema Mino, that from our Mishnah we see that Shem Ben Abba Isis Nami Shemhu, that even if a person curses HaKadosh Baruch Hu and only curses the name of Yud Kei Vav Kei and doesn't curse the Shem Ben ben abba mishtaim yisies, then he's still going to be chay misa. And once again, the Gemara is pshita yaku yisies yisitran, that our Mishnah specified that the person cursed the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which has the same number of letters as the word yisi, and therefore we see that the shem of abba yisies is certainly a shem. And what is the chiddush of Abba Yaakov? And once again, the Gemara answers marotema ad ikashem rabba umilsu ba'amhu denokat kamash one, that one may have thought that in a chenami the Mishnah gave an example of yaku yisi yisi, but the Mishnah's example is lav dafka, and the only way that someone would be chayiv for cursing the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only if he curses the Shem ben Abba Mishtoim Isis. Kamash Vuan, Rabbi Acha ben Yaakov teaches us that benegei the chayiv misa for cursing the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shem ben Abba Isis is also considered the Shem Hashem. And the Gemara continues with the next part of the Mishnah as Nigma Din, and the Mishnah taught us that after the Eidim would actually mention the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and exactly how the person cursed Hashem, so the Dayanim would stand on their feet and they would rise kriya. And the Gemara asks, how do we know that it would stand up on their feet? And Amar Yitzchak Bar Ami, the Amar Kra, as the Pasuk in Shoftim states, Ve'eir Bo'ilov, Hu Yoshe Baliyas HaMekara, Shaloi Levadai, Vayoyim Eir Dvar Elekim Lealecha, Vayokom Me'el HaKisei. The Pasuk tells us that Eir came to Eglon, who was the Melech Moav, and Eglon was sitting on a throne, which was in an attic, which was cool. And Eir said to Eglon, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to me regarding you. And when Eglon heard the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so Eglon got up. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Ami teaches us, V'aloi Dvorim Kal V'chema, Ma Eglon Melech Moav, Shuhu Nachri, that he was a Goyiv, Lo Yada El Bikinui, and Eglon only mentioned the Lashon Elikim, as Eir said, Dvar Elikim Li Alecha, and even so, Omad, and he got up, so Yisrael V'Shemam Farish, Alachas Kam V'Kama, then certainly the Deonim, who are Yisraelim, and they heard the Shemam Farish, which is the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Yud Kei Vav Kei, then certainly they would have to stand up. Gemara continues, Kari Minolon, that how do we know that they have to rise Kriya? The Chsiv, as the Pasuk states in Malachim Beis, Vayovi El Yochim Ben Chilkiyo Ashel Abayis, Veshavna Seifa, Vyoich Ben Asaf Hamaskir, Al Chiskiyo, Kuriya Begodim, Vayigiduloi Divri Rav Sheka, and they told him the words of Rav Sheka. We know that Rav Sheka was Mechara from Megadev, and we see El Yochim Ben Chilkiyo, Shavna Seifa, and Yoich Ben Asaf, they came to Chiskiyo, and they had Rip Begodim, and we see that they rise Kriya, and the Gemara continues, Loi Ma'achin, that you never repair that rip. And the Gemara asks, Minolon, how do we know this? And Amar Ravo, and Ravo states, Asya Kriya Kriya, we learned this based on Gzeir Shava of the words Kriya. As Ksiv Hacha, we just saw the Pasuk in Melachim Beis, where the Pasuk states, Kriya Begadim, and the Ksiv Hasam and Melachim Beis, when Elio Hanavi went up to Shemayim, the Pasuk tells us, that Elisha Royev, who mitzayek, Avi Avi, Rechim Yisrael of Rashav, V'loi Ra'o Oid, Ve'yachazak B'Bagadah, Ve'yikra'im L'Shnayim Kriyim. And Ravo explains, Mimashma Shinema, Ve'yikra'im L'Shnayim, by the fact that it says that Elisha ripped his clothes in two pieces, and the day of Shane Kriyim, so certainly we know that it was torn, Numat Hamalemit Kriyim, so why is the Torah repeat the word Kriyim? And therefore we learn, Melameh Shane Kriyim L'Ilam, so we see that they were ripped forever, and he never repaired it. And therefore the same applies that when the Pasuk says, Kriyim Begadim, Benegir Rav Shakai, who was Mecharif Megadif HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it was also Kriyim L'Ilam. The Gemara continues, Tanur Rabbanon, we learned to the Braisa, Echa Shemeyev, Echa Shemeyev, Epi Shemeyev, Chayiv L'Kriya, one that hears that someone cursed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or one that hears from someone that heard that a person cursed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the Chayiv to rip their begadim. However, Va'idim ain't Chayiv L'Kriya, Shekvat Karu B'Sha Sheshamu, the Edim themselves that repeat the curse that the person stated, they don't have to rip their begadim again, as they already raised Kriya at the time that they heard the person cursed the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara is, V'chikaru b'sha sheshamu ma'ihave ha'kashomi hashta, that who cares that the Edom already raised Kriya when they originally heard the person curse HaKadosh Baruch Hu? If Lamaisa, now that they're in Bezdin and they're repeating the exact curse that the person stated, they also heard the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name was cursed, and they should also have to raise Kriya. And the Gemara responds, Leitzal k'daitach, that this is not correct, and as we saw that the Pasuk Malachim Beis, B'negei Rav Shaki, that they came to Chizkiyo, their begodim were already ripped, and they repeated to the Melech as to the curse that Rav Shaki stated. And then the Pasuk states at the beginning of Parak Yutes, Vayhi Kishmei al Melech Chizkiyo, Vayikres Begodah, Vayiskas Besak, Vayoved Beis Hashem. The Gemara is Medayek, HaMelech Chizkiyo Kara, Vahim Leikaru, that although Chizkiyo raised Kriya, but they didn't raise Kriya again, and therefore we see that they even don't have to raise Kriya a second time. And the Gemara continues, Amar Buda Meshmuel, Hashemei Az Karim, Piyavu Kachavim, if someone hears the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being cursed by Yoved Avedizara, in a chayv l'kriya, then there is no chayv l'kriya. And he continues and asks, v'im taim rav shake, and if you're going to ask, that l'maisa we see that they write kriya even when they heard a curse from rav shake. From the psukim, it doesn't seem that he was from Bnei Yisrael. And the Gemara answers, Yisrael mumahaya, that in a chanami rav shake was Yisrael mumar, and therefore they write kriya. The Gemara continues, v'am rav yudam shmuel, in kern el hashem yuchud bilvad, that the only time that there's a chayv v'kriya is if someone curses the Shem HaMuchud, meaning the Shem Ben Abba Isis of Yud Kei Vav Kei, or possibly the Lashon Adnos, however, Lafuke Kinu Deloi, and you will not raise Kriya if you heard someone curse any of the other names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For example, if someone curses the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Elokim or Shakai, Gemara continues to pligi to Rabbi Chiyo B'Tabayu, and these dinim that Rabbi Yehuda brought the name of Shmuel are actually Cholok on the din of Rabbi Chiyo. The Amr Rabbi Chiyo, as Rabbi Chiyo Toros, Hashemei Askar B'Zman HaZeh, Ein HaChayiv L'Kriya, and if someone hears that someone cursing HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Zman HaZeh, then there is no Chiyo Kriya, Shemei Ato Imekein, Nismali Kola Beg Kriyim, as if you would not say this, then a person's beggar will be full of kriyim and will be full of rips. And as Rashi says, Lavi Shadavat Tadil Lefish Im Misyarayim Mebezin. And the Gemara continued, Miman, and who is it that nowadays would constantly curse HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name as Elim Misrael, as if it would be that it was someone and a member of Klal Yisrael, Mipikiri Kulhai? Certainly, even nowadays, Bnei Yisrael not mafkir themselves to such an extent that they consistently curse HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Al Pshita Ma'idi Kichavim, and it must be that nowadays the Ma'idi Kichavim are not careful, and they consistently curse the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'ishem Yuchud, and if it's referring to Goyim that are cursing the Shem Yuchud, Migamiri, they don't necessarily know the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, El Lav Bikunui, and it must be that these Goyim are cursing a Kinui for the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nushma Minor, and Rabbi is teaching us, Bizman Azeh Hu Deloi, that only nowadays we don't raise Kriya, as this became so constant, Hami Kar Chayiv, but originally we would raise Kriya, even if a Goy would curse HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and even if a Goy would curse the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that was a Kinui and not the Shem HaMyuchid and Shema Minah, and therefore we see the Rav Achis Chilik on both of the dinim that Rabbi Yehuda previously brought down in the name of Shmuel. And the Gemara continues and quotes from the Mishnah that after the first aid actually repeats the exact curse that the person said about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hasheni Ime Afani Kamayu, and Amrei Shlokesh Shema Minah Afani Kamayu, Kosher B'dinim Mamnes U'B'dinim Nefashayis, that we see from here that if the second aid actually just states that I also say like the first aid, and he doesn't actually say the full testimony, that that is considered a valid testimony, and it doesn't make a difference if it's dinim mamis or dinim fashes. And even though this works midiraisa, but ma'ilahu da'av rabbanon, that even so, the rabbanon would misakin that each aid should actually repeat their testimony, and they shouldn't rely on the first aid. However, over here, since we're dealing with kilas Hashem and birchas Hashem, so therefore it wasn't appropriate for each aid to repeat the exact curse that was stated about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Akmu Rabbanan Raisa, so Rabbanan did not make this takana, and they said that only one aid should say the exact curse that this person stated, and any other aidim should not say over the exact curse that was stated, and instead they should just agree to the first aid, and they should say Afanei Kamayu. And Reish Lakish continues with his raya, the Isak Daitok Pasol, as if we would say that the din that each aid has to say their own testimony is a din deraisa, and if they don't do so, and they only say Afanei Kamayu, then it's Pasol Midiraisa. So just because it's not proper and it's not respectful for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it wouldn't make sense that we'd go and kill a person without having proper testimony and without each of the Edim actually testifying and being very specific that this person cursed the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara continues and quotes from the Mishnah, Vashlishi Oime Afani Kamayu, and if you have a third aid, then that third aid also has to get up and testify that I also heard like the first aid. And the Gemara points out, Stomach Rabbi Kiva, that our Mishnah is going like the Shita Rabbi Kiva, the Makish Leish L'Shtayim, and as Rashi brings down for the Gemara Masechtas Makis on Daf Hey, the Makish Leish L'Shtayim, the Nunsa Shlishi Karvei Pasol Eidush Al Kulim B'Teilin, Hilkuk Bat Kinle Ba'adayu, Yimissim Oy Mischachesh Mevatlin L'Sadusayu, and therefore we have to make sure that the third aid actually gives us full testimony, and we can't just rely on the first two aidim. The Gemara continues that in the Mishnah on Daf Nun Gemara Min Aleph, we brought Eluhina and Skolin, and we listed the 18 Yisurim, where there's a Chiyuv of Skila, and the Mishnah began Eluhina and Skolin, Habola Ein Val Isha Sa'av Val Akala Val Azoch Val Behemo V'Isham V'Yas Behemo Val Megadev. And our Gemara now continues with the next case of Ivay V'Diskei Chavim that is Chayiv Skila, and our Mishnah begins that the Mishnah previously taught us how Ivay V'Diskei Chavim is going to be Chayiv Skila, and the the Mishnah explains Echra Ibid, Echra Mizabeach, Echra Mekata, Echra Menasech, Echra Mishtachva, Echra Mekabla, Love Leloha, Vahim Loy Eliata, and Ayn Rashi, Echra Ibid, Mefarish Begumara, and then the Mishnah stated Echra Mizabeach, Echra Mekata, of a Gemara Mukala, Kula Masisim, Bishain Dakash, Isa Avidikhavan, Love the Bekach, that the Gemara will explain that even if the standard Avoida for this Avoida Zara, not to be Mizabeach, or Mekata, or Menasech, or be Mishtachva, but even so, if someone does so, they will be chay misa. And Rashi continues when the Mishnah states v'makabli alav b'alha v'afilu amir ba'alma, and even if he only says something to the avodah zara, kagoyin ha'im alay eliata the iskla shel zvicha dechse v'yishtach v'alay v'yizbuch alay v'yomu eli alahech Yisrael. In Mishnah Chuna, and Rashi brings a second shot v'makabli alayha shalay b'fanav, that even if someone's makabli as his god and he's not in front of the avodah zara v'ayim alay eliata b'fanav, or the person says in front of the avodah zara that you are my God, the Tana Seifa L'Gluy Resha, the fetus version that the Seifa is stated in order to be Megala Resha, the Etana Resha, as if the Mishnah would only bring the first case of a Makabla Elav Lelecha, Hava Mina Hani Mil Befanav, Av Shloy Befanav Loi. So one may have thought that the only way that you're going to be Chayiv is only if you do it in front of the Avodah Zarah, but if you did a Shloy Befanav, you would not be Chayiv, Tana Seifa Befanav, and therefore the Seifa tells us that you're going to be Chayiv if you did so in front of the Avodah Zarah, Mechla De Resha Shloy Befanav, and therefore the case of the ratio must be where someone mekabel alav l'alaha and he wasn't in front of avodah zarah v'afilu hachi chayiv. And keep in mind that our guess of our Mishnah is hamekabel alav l'alaha v'oim aloy eliata, and according to the second version of Rashi it makes a lot of sense as these are two separate cases. However, according to the first version of Rashi there's actually only one case, and it's actually explanation as the Mishnah tells us hamekabel alav l'alaha. The Mishnah gives an example of oim aloy eliata, and according to the first version of Rashi, so it seems that we would not be gurus to Vav, and we would be gurus hamakabla v'laha ha'im aloy egliata. The Mishnah continues, avlam gafe v'aminashek, if someone hugs, or he kisses, v'amechabed, or he cleans, v'amirabeds, or he pours water in order to make sure that the dust doesn't come up in front of Avodah Zarah, v'amirachets, or he washes Avodah Zarah, v'asach, or he smears it, v'amalbish, or he gets a dress, v'amanel, or he puts on shoes, oiv b'leisa say, he will not be chay misa, but he'll only be oiv b'leisa say. And Rashi immediately explains that certainly we're talking about a case where Shaloi Kedaka. However, certainly if this would be the derech in order to serve the Avodah Zarah, then certainly the person would be Chai Misa. And Rashi states, Oyev Loisa say, the Loisa of Dem Yisei Ksivi, Chab Bedibus Rishonis Vachrenis, Vachad Loisa Shtach Velaheim, Loisa of Dem, Loisa Kamaseim, and made in Kedaka, today in Shaloi Kedaka, Avon Misa Le Mechayev, Bishaloi Kedaka, Elohani Depart, Bukra, Ayin Shom. And the Mishnah continues, Hanoi de Bishmoi, Vamachayim Bishmoi, Oyev Beleza say that if someone makes a neder using the name of Avodah Zarah, or he makes a shvua using the name of Avodah Zarah, then he's going to be over on Beleza say. And Rashi states, Haneid b'shmoi, b'loshin neder, koinim alai kol perish b'ilam, b'sham Avodah Zkechon plainis, and someone that goes the next words of him erchatz, v'amakayim b'shmoi, shvua, nirba mitag mekayim, and Oyev Beleza say, as the Pasuk states, v'shem alehim achirim loisa skiru, and the Mishnah continues, ha'poyer atzmi l'bal pa'ar, zuya avodasa, that if someone goes to the bathroom in front of Avodah Zarah called Baal Pa'ar, that was its Avodah, and therefore, even though it's a Bezoyin, but a Maisa, the person will be Chai Misa. And similarly, Hazarik Evelin Makailis, Zuhi Avodasa, that if someone throws a stone in front of Avodah Zarah called Makailis, that is also the standard Avodah for this Avodah Zarah. And since he served Avodah Zarah, Kedaka, therefore he would be Chai Misa. And Rashi brings, Hapari Atzmai, Masus Rei Bifanov, Vizel Avodasa, Vichai Vela Misa. And Rashi explains how Avodah Zarah Makailis was made, Mitzadin Shal Shavanim, that they would place two stones and then one stone on top of the two stones, and the derech to serve this Avodah Zarah was by throwing stones at the Avodah Zarah. And the Gemara begins, what does the Mishnah mean when it states that someone that's Oved Avodah Zarah is going to be Chayim Misa? And as Rashi points out, that all the examples that the Mishnah give are all examples of Avodah, and the Mishnah continued and taught us, Mizabech, Mekata, Menasech, and Mishtachava. And why would the Mishnah say the Lashon Oved, and what is that referring to? And Rabbi Yemi explains, Hachikama, that the Mishnah is teaching us, Echra Oved Kedaka, that it doesn't make a difference if someone serves Avodah Zarah in its standard way. And as Rashi states, Kalavoda, and it doesn't make a difference what that Avoda is, Af Gifu Fenishach, Af Derech Bezoyin, Bechedaka, Chayim Misa, and even if it would be Derech Bezoyin, as the Mishnah gives examples at the end of the Mishnah, of Apoya Atzmei Lubav Bapar, or Azoyker Erkel Makhilis, that since it's Avodah of this Avodah Zarah, and it's the standard Avodah, so you'd be Chai Misa, the Chsiv, a Yelch, the Yavid, all him Achirim, Vixiv Basreus, Kaltam Avonim, Vazrosim Hacho, Upentidrish Lalheim, Lema, Ech Yavdo Agleim Ailas Alheim, the Hainu Bechadaka. And then the Mishnah continues, and it tells us that there are certain Avodahs, and even though these are not the standard Avodahs of this specific Avodah Zarah, but if you do so, you will still be Chai Misa, as the Mishnah continues, Ve'echadam Azabech, Ve'echadam Akata, Ve'echadam Manasech, Ve'echadam Mishtachva, Vafilu Shaloi Kedaka, and even so, you'd be Chai Misa. Rashi explains, Ve'echadam Azabech, Afilu Shaloi Kedaka, Ba'avidus Halalu, Kedayavl Kamon, the Chol Avidus Hanasus Bifnim Legvoya, that any Avidus that are done in the Beis HaMikdash, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chayovin La Misa, Ba'avidus Chavim, Afilu Shaloi Kedaka, and the Gemara is, Ve'lech Shev Nami Zerik, that Lechiru, the Mishnah also should mention that someone does Rika in front of Avidus Zerah, they'd be Chai Misa, as Rika is also one of the Avodahs that are done in the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore if someone does Rika in front of Avodah Zarah, even if it's not the derech of this Avodah Zarah, they should be Chai Misa. And why the Mishnah mentions Rika? And on Abaye, and Abaye explains Zarek Chai Menasech, that really the Mishnah mentioned it as Rika is the same thing as Disach, the Chsiv, as the Pasuk in Tehillim states, Bal Osach Niskeim Idam, and as Rashi in Tehillim in Kapitel Tes Zayin teaches us, Ani Loi Eriya Kamoisam Lizurik Dam LaAvodas Galilim Vlei Esa Shem Avodas Galilim Asvasai. Lemaisa, we see the lashon of Nesach b'negei Adam, and therefore when the Mishnah taught us Ve'echad Menasech, that's referring to Zrika as well. And as the Yad Rama states, V'hatanulei Menasech v'kol bein Nisach Dam v'Nisach Yayin. And let us see Rashi on the last of the small lines, V'lechshev Nami Zarek. Rashi points out the Bishleim Mekabel Umoylech or some Agurus Umoylek Leikashelon. The Gemara did not have a question. Avag Avda Avedis Pnimheim Le'eshkon Lahava Avedis Hanasas Hashem Avedis Kikavim. As we find that there was zvicha for Avodah Zarah, as the states been engaged the eagle vayizbechu loy kitor ashechilus vechimay yechilu, and nisach we find yishtu yayin esicham, and that's why the Gemara only asks this question but the gay zrika as miu zrikas dam eshchem ba'avodas gechavim, as the pasuk in Tehillim states pa asach neskeim midam kiven the gamrinim the chol avodas prim chayovim behem afshalei kedaka disnei nami, and that is the pshat in the Gemara's question. And the Gemara continues that we just explained our Mishnah, that when the Mishnah stated Echad Mezabech Ve'echad Mekater Ve'echad Menaseich Ve'echad Meshtachver, that even if it's done Shalei Kedaka, that you're going to be Chai Misa. And the Gemara asks Minani Mili, and what is the Mekar for this din? And the Gemara brings a Braisa, the Tanur Rabbanon, and as we know, the Pasuk Mishpatim states Zaveich Lalehim Yechram Bilti Lashem Levadai. And the Braisa points out Ilu Nema Zaveich Yechram, if the Pasuk would have just stated Zaveich Yechram Hayisim Yomer Bezaveich Kachim Mechusa Kachim Daba, that the Issa the Torah is referring to is someone shechting kachim mechutz tamalima zaveich lalehim yachram bezaveich lavedis kichav makasim daba, and the Torah is specifically telling us that one who shechs for avedis zara will be chay misa. And as Rashi points out, ilun nema zaveich yachram yisirime beiz zvich ba kasev lanish misa vade bezaveich kachim mechutz kama. This would make sense shemitzino shehiz aleim b'makam acher. And Rashi continues and points out that how would one have a hamina that was speaking back about shechitas kachim bechutz, if l'maisa the Torah teaches us that the chiyuv for one that shechs bechutz is kares and not misa b'dei adam. And Rashi continues, tamalei melalehim yachram the ba kasev lo in shemisa the hayachram lo shemisa the chsiv, and as the pasuk tells us kol chiyur mashiachram in adam lo yifte maisumas. And Rashi continues, zeveich lalehim kol alehim b'mashma v'afilu shloi kedaka, and the Torah is clearly telling us that it doesn't make a difference what type of very desire you shecht in front of, but as long as you shecht in front of any Avodah Zarah, and even if it's not the specific Avodah of that specific Avodah Zarah, you would still be Chai Misa. And Rashi continues, Midlei Kasvei B'Loshan Avodah, and the Pasuk didn't state, Oyvid Lalehim B'Zvicho Yechram, Shema Mino Afilo In Avodah Shaloi Kamar. And Rashi points out that how do we know that any other Avodah, which is the standard Avodah of that specific Avodah Zarah, that you are Chai Misa, Zok Rashi V'Chol Avodah Shaboilam B'Chedaka Nafkalo Bhumisa, Mivilch Viavid Alehim Achirim, the Mashma Dovish Wavidloi, Ayin Sham. And the Gemara continues, In Lel Bezeveach, that although you just bring me over a car, that if someone shechs in front of a Dezara, even if Shalikadaka Yechai Misa, that only helps us Benegea Zeveach, Mekatu Menasik Menayin, Tamalema, the end of the Pasuk states, Bilti Lashem Lavadai, Rekin Avedis Kulin Lashem Muchid. And the Torah is therefore telling us that all Avedis have to specifically be done for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore the Torah is also teaching us that if you do any of the avodas that are generally done for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and instead you do them for avodah zarah, even if it's shalek yudaka, then the din of zebeach lalakim yechrom does apply, and you'd be chayim misa. And let us keep in mind that the pasuk in Pasha Shaftin tells us vayelach vayavid alehim achirim vayishtachu lehem velashemesh oylei reich oylechol tzavah shemayim ashalei tzavisi. And then the pasuk tells us vayitzeis esa isha hu esa isha hi asha osu esa dova razeh el sharecha esa isha esa isha uskatim bavon vamesu. Since the pasuk stated vayelach vayavid alehim achirim, so l'chira every avodah is including that pasuk. Therefore the brisa continues l'fisha yotze zvicha lidan bavidis prim. So since zvicha should have been included in the bin and pasha shoftim of vayelach vayavid alehim achirim, and zvicha is certainly an avodah, and even so the pasuk in pasha mishpatim tells us zveich lalehim yechram, and once it was yotze min haklal, we have a din that lo lamin al atzma yotze el lamin al klal kula yotze. And therefore we learned that if someone does any of the avodas prim in front of avodah zarah, and even if shalei kedaka of that avodah zarah, that they're going to be chayim misa. So that helps us to understand all the din of the Mishnah of echram zabeach ve'echram mekata and echram menaseich. However, the Mishnah also stated ve'echram mishtachva, that if someone bows down in front of avodah zarah, even if it's shalei kedaka of that avodah zarah, that they're chayim misa. And regarding this din, the Braisa asks minayin l'rabbis hishtachva, that how do we know that even if someone bows down in front of avodah zarah and it's shalei kedaka of that avodah zarah, that it'd be chayim misa? If l'chir yishtachva is not one of avodas prim, and therefore why would it be chayim misa? And the Gemara states Talmud Lema vayelach vayavod elohim achirim, and that l'chir includes any type of avodah which is the derech of that avodah zarah. And then the pasuk states vayishtachu lahem, and if we're referring to yishtachva, we're to derech of that avodah zarah, then it's already included in the beginning of the pasuk that stated vayelach vayavod elohim achirim. And by the fact that the pasuk repeats vayishtachu lahem, it must be referring to yishtachva shalei kedaka. And a few psukim later, the Torah states, "Vayitzeis esa isha hu esa isha hi asha osu esa dovar razel sharecha esa isha esa isha uskaltim ba'avon v'mesu." And therefore, we see that just like by the avodas prim, there is a chiyuv misa even shalei kedaka. So the same applies to shtachava, even if it's shalei kedaka of that avodah zarah. And if someone does so, they're going to be chayim misa. And the Gemara continues and asks, "Oyin shemanu azara minayin?" That l'maisa we see the oinish for someone that's mishtachava to avodah zarah shalei kedaka, as the pasuk states, "Uskatu ba'avonu v'mesu." But we know ein oinshin elim kim mazirin, and where do we find azara in the Torah for yishtachavoy shalei kedaka? And the Gemara explains Talmud Lema that the pasuk in Pashkei Sisa teaches us ki leisus shachav le'ilacha ki Hashem kani shemoi ki kel kani hu. And Rashi is bothered that maybe this is azara for kedaka, and zok Rashi v'hainami im in kedaka tnei inin shalei kedaka. And the Gemara now continues that since we already mentioned that there's a concept that Dovishoy Bichlal V'yotzman HaKlal Lo Laman Al Atzman Yotza El Laman Al Klal Kula Yotza, so maybe we should say the same concept in the Gei Yishtachavaya. And therefore Yochol Shani Marba Megafe from Nashek V'amano, that maybe just like the Torah Mechayiv a person that's Mishtachavet HaVodah Zarah even Shaloi Kedaka, so maybe the same would apply that if someone hugs or kisses or dresses or puts on shoe for HaVodah Zarah, that they would be Chayiv Misa even though it's Shaloi Kedaka, as the Maisa are doing something which is derech covered for avodah zarah. Talmud Lema zaveich lalehim yechram, and therefore the Torah tells us zaveich lalehim yechram, as the Maisa, if we could learn everything from ishtachavaya, and as long as there's an avodah which is derech covered for avodah zarah, even if it's shalei kedaka, then a person would be chayim misa. So why does the Torah have to tell us zaveich lalehim yechram in order to teach us that if a person does any of avodas prim for avodah zarah, even if shalei kedaka of that avodah zarah, that they're going to be chayim misa? If l'chir we would already know this, as mezabeach and mekata and menaseich are all avodas that are derech covered avodah zarah, and just like one is chayiv if the mishtachva in front of avodah zarah, even though it's not avodas prim, but it's derech covered avodah zarah, and even though it's shalei kedaka, they would be chayim misa. So the same would apply to mezabeach, mekata, and menaseich. By the fact that the Torah tells us zaveach lalehim yechram, so therefore it's an extra pasuk, and therefore the Gemara explains zvicha bechlal isa v'lama yotzes l'hakesh leh, in order to teach us to make a hekesh to zvicha, that v'leim l'cha, and to teach us ma zvicha miyuchedes she avodas prim chayovin l'misa af kol she avodas prim chayovin l'misa, that generally the only time that one would be chayiv for doing an avodah in front of avodah zarah that shalei kedaka is only something which is similar to zvicha, which is avodas prim. However, if someone does any other the Avoda in front of Avoda Zara, and Shalei Kedaka, and even though he's doing an Avoda which is derech covered for the Avoda Zara, then you would not be Chai Misa, and therefore in the case of Megafir Penashir Mechabib Merabitz Merachir Tzvasoch V'amalvish V'amanol, you're only able to say, and there is no Chai Misa. However, L'maisa, the Pasuk also tells us V'yelech V'yabed Elohim Achirim, and it adds in V'yishtachulhem, and therefore it teaches us a special din B'negei Ashtachavoya, that even though it's not an Avodas Pnim, but L'maisa it's a derech covered, so the Gemara teaches us Yotzei Shtachavo Lidin Ba'atzma, and this teaches us only regarding Shtachavoya that you will be Chai Misa even if it's in Daka B'kach. However, Yotzei Zvicha Lidin Al Klal, when the Torah taught us Zevech L'Alehim Yechram, that is actually teaching us B'negei the entire Klal, and it's coming to teach us that if someone does any type of Avoda that's like Zvicha, where it's an Avodas Pnim, and even if they do it in front of Avodas Zara, that Shalei Kedaka, that they would still be Chai Misa. And the Gemara continues on Mamar that we previously learned in this Braisa, that if the Pasuk would have just stated Zeveach Yechram, Hayisi Oimer B'Zeveach Kachim Mechutz HaKasu B'Dabo, that the Torah is telling us that it's also to Shech Kachim Mechutz, and if you do so Yechram, you'd be Chai Misa. And the Gemara therefore is that how do we have a Havmina that this Pasuk is talking about someone that Shech Kachim Mechutz, but Zeveach Kachim Mechutz Karesu, that someone Shech Kachim Mechutz, that only Chai of Kares. And as the Pasuk tells us in Pashas Achrimais, Ish Ish Min Beis Yisrael, Ashi Ishkat Shari Chesava Eiz, Del Pesach Eil Meir Leaviu, V'nichris Ha'ishahu Mikarev Amoi, and therefore how would we have a Havmina that this Pasuk is referring to Zeveach Kachim Mechutz? And the Gemara answers that in a Chinami, we would think that this Pasuk is speaking about Zeveach Kachim Mechutz, as Sakadai Techamina, as one may have thought, that the Torah is telling us in this Pasuk, Ki Isu Beik Tala, that if you give him Hasra, then he would be Chai Eskila, and he would be Chai Misav Spezdin, and Ki Leisru Beik Karis, and if you don't give him Hasra, then he would be Chai of Karis, which is similar to someone that is Oiva on Chil Shabbos, that if they have Hasra, they receive Skila, and if they do without Hasra, then Chai of Karis, and therefore the Pasuk tells us, Zeveach Lalehim Yachram, that we're not talking about Shchut Echutz, and the only Chiyuv Misa for Shchut Echutz is only Kares, and this Pasuk is specifically referring to someone Shechs for Avodah Zarah, and even the Shech in front of Avodah Zarah and Shalei Kedaka, that they will be Chai Misa, and we will stop over here.